Well, great coverage by Dr. Robin Falkov in this spill situation that just doesn't seem to go away, does it? And hearing the eyewitness testimony, people firsthand problems out there, really, truly, it's alarming, fascinating, and really gut-wrenching at the same time. We'll be back with your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Robin, if you had to estimate, how many millions of gallons of Corexit do you think they've bumped into the Gulf?
Oh, my gosh. Did somebody just send you that email, George?
Yes, I did, from my researcher.
Yes. So what's that number? I know, you see, that's the problem now to really measure it.
Close to 2 million by now.
Yeah, but it's been broken up into all these globules. They can only estimate. I don't know how they will be able to make that stick.
No, I know it. It is.
I wanted to mention there were a couple of things that Denise didn't get to about some of the organizations that help. May I just
Sure.
let people know about them? There's one called People Helping People, which is a nonprofit organization. It's at leanweb, leanweb.org. And as for support of the fishermen through the Southern Louisiana Shrimp Alliance, they are on Facebook as well. So there are groups that have formed. There's the NOLA website. I mean, there are groups. There are people that are trying to help, but it's so small. And we're getting a lot of questions here from people that are saying, I don't understand. How could this be? Why isn't there coverage of this if people are sick? And if I could be redundant, George, you know, you're so right on target saying that this is something of biblical proportions. Well, this is the beginning. There are people who are more sensitive and they will have symptoms before other people do. So it doesn't mean that it's not, you know, it's not a problem. It's not an issue to be concerned with. You look at the development of symptoms from benzene exposure for oil rig workers and oil refinery workers. Doesn't happen overnight. You know, some people that are sensitive might present with the symptoms, but others, it could take 5 years, 10 years, you know, but something will happen.
And will they be able to pinpoint it back to this oil disaster, or would they say, you know, we don't know?
There will have to be statistical analyses that will be made from different regions and the diseases and people who are sick and what was tested probably later, because hardly any testing is taking place now, you know, that can identify what these conditions are. Because as I mentioned, the Metametrics blood test for the polyaromatic hydrocarbons is very pricey and not covered by insurance, and we're looking at a population that doesn't have money. You know, there's something else that has happened, and that is the lawyer who's overseeing that $20 billion Gulf Coast claims facility.
Right. Is he still doing that?
His name is Kenneth Feinberg, and... Okay, George, I mean, you there's not much that surprises you, but let me tell you what he has said, okay? He told the Louisiana House and Senate Committee that he had not seen any claims or scientific evidence linking BP's oil and dispersant release to chemical illness.
Of course not.
I mean, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, it
go figure, right?
Yeah, it admit nothing, and this is crazy. It's just, so you have a fund, and the people in desperate need are cut off from any benefit from this fund.
Unbelievable. All right, let's take some calls. We're lining up Dane in Biloxi, Mississippi, on our wild card line. Hey, Dane, thanks for calling.
Hey, George, how are you?
Good.
My story is, I'm 23 years old. I'm from Biloxi, and around 11 months ago, I had went to work for one of the BP subcontractors and one of the staffing agencies. Not only have I suffered the upper respiratory infections like Abe described, I even had an MRI that proved it. I have had blackouts. I've had sores on my feet, you know, because of this, and I was sick for months. But while I was working, you wouldn't believe how much corruption has been involved down here, George. I worked for one of these subcontractors, and they were they treated us like garbage. I was working on one of the barrier islands, and I also hurt my back while I was out there because they didn't care about our safety. They didn't care about us. I'll give you an example. I was on the island, and they had us walk out in the water several yards, and instead of waders, they had us use garbage bags and duct tape as waders to lift ice chests up on little boats because they didn't want to move them upshore. And they even jokingly, our safety men joked about how, you know, they had waders, but they didn't feel like going back and getting them. And we were getting sick because they didn't let us wear protective gear. They didn't let us wear respirators. They took away our brakes during heat, during severe heat, 120, 130 degree weather. It was close. It was hot. I mean, we were out on an island, and when the sun would bounce back from that water, they would just take away our brakes. Well, the reason why they disregarded the safety is because out on the barrier islands, they didn't have to go underneath the Coast Guard's watch or the BP representative's watch because it's a private island or a partially government-ran island. And we hardly, I think, one time, and all the time I work out there, we had the Coast Guard come out once. And that's the only time that they, you know, acted like they had any care for us safety-wise. And, I mean, that was the one time. And the fact is, honestly, when I received my injury, they rushed me off the island. I've been sick for months.
Did they help you at all, Dane?
No, they never gave me any compensation. I've been unable to work. I have a spinal cord injury. I'm barely able to live right now. I've been severely depressed. I mean, it's really taken a burden on me and my dad's life. I mean, on top of that, I mean, I've had to try to use natural supplements to try to help with my upper respiratory problem, which they found out is still there after all these months.
Where are you living, Dane?
I am living in D'Iberville, Mississippi right now.
Okay, you said you're near Biloxi or in Biloxi?
Yes, I worked out of Biloxi, and, you know, they've denied me my medical. I've had to, decent medical, I mean, I've had to pay for it out of pocket. I've had the, you know, I mean, let me give you an example. Because of the law Obama signed into effect where, you know, you can be up to 25 to go back on you know, your father or your parents' insurance, I had to wait almost 7 months to get any medical care, and my dad had to pay for it. They have not paid me any compensation nor taken care of me at all, and I am still hurt and I am still sick after all these months.
How about assist groups out there, Robin?
Well, I know Denise would love to get in touch with you, Dane, and her information is on my site. I'd love to have your contact information. If you want to send me an email, that would be great.
Give out your site again, Robin. Would you please?
Healthfreedomrights.com. You can write to me at healthfreedomrights.com. It's linked from the Coast to Coast AM website. And I'd also like to make a point, George, and I you know, Dane has expressed everything that...
Well, and I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to get his phone number for you, and I'll have Tom give it to you directly, Rob.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Having them wear plastic garbage bags, those are petroleum-based plastic, and they allow that stuff to penetrate.
Is it stupidity? What is it?
It's total disregard for people, and it drives me crazy. You look at the commercials for Dawn dishwasher detergent. I mean, I've had the environmental engineer Mike Castle on my show so many times, and he talks about these petroleum-based products that just wick the petroleum toxins into the bodies of the animals and people. It's craziness. I hate to think it's. I don't know, George.
Wait a minute. We're washing our dishes with stuff like that, aren't we?
Not me.
No, not you. That's
true. But you're not washing petroleum oil residue off your skin. You know, and you have to keep in mind that the dispersants, the Corexit, it acts on the surface of the skin to draw in all these toxins.
Let's go out to Jan in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Jan. Go ahead.
All right.
Hey.
Two quick things. I'd like if you could give more of a scientific explanation about how the body bleeds and everything. And the other part is, if people are bleeding, they need iron and a lot of vitamins. They're not quality controlled. So one vitamin will be better and one will be bad. So maybe the people should look for, start taking like organic raisins. And it has to be organic because the other raisins have sulfur dioxide on them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, about the bleeding, Robin, they're hemorrhaging from all over, aren't they?
Sure. And when you hemorrhage, it means that your cellular, you know, all your little cells that network together to form the structure of your skin and your organs, the integrity, the ability of them to withstand the assault from toxic chemicals and all the free radical damage that assaults the body internally from exposure to toxins, it breaks them down. And with these breakdowns, there's leakage and bleeding. There's damage to the internal organs as well. There's ulceration from the esophagus down to the colon, and blood passes out in the stool. There's such extreme ongoing damage, spitting up of blood, coughing up of blood, nosebleeds. Denise shared with you guys that ears bleed. I mean, it is just, it's so big, and people can't wrap their minds around the fact that, why don't we know about it if it's so big?
What a story. It really is. Let's go next to Joe in Detroit. There you go, Joe. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Thank you, Dr. George. This breaks my heart. This just breaks my heart. I was waiting for the show, wondering when. I knew this was going on, but just waiting for, you know, this to be reported on. And George, you're from Detroit?
Yes.
That Delray area?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, George, in the past couple of years, you can drive through that area. You can feel the heaviness of air. You can't breathe. It feels like this is just out here. And these are refineries. I can't imagine what's going on down there. And Alex Jones, I mean, talking about the weather manipulation and weather wars, man, from Katrina up to the all this crap. Anyway, Doctor, are the coasts from Texas all the way to Florida and around Florida, I mean, from what you're saying, the whole country is in jeopardy, but especially the South, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. And then one last question, Doctor. Where are they getting this white sand from? Where are they trucking that in?
I don't have the answer about the white sand. You know,
probably Saudi Arabia.
Are they getting it from Panama, from the Panama City, the white sands there in Florida?
Yeah, I haven't really looked into where the white sand was coming from that they're putting on the beaches. I was more concerned with how we clean up the mess and what we do with dealing with it.
And back to supplements, Robin, generally, not even people there, but what can people do, again, to keep their immune system strong?
Well, something you talk about all the time, turmeric. I cook with turmeric. I put it on poultry, on fish. You can mix it in with eggs. You know, there's ginger, which is beneficial. Some things you have to be careful. If you have a kidney condition or high blood pressure, you don't want things that are too warming like ginger might be. But those are generally safe for most people. And as I always state, check with your physician, especially if you're on medications. Vitamin C is a biggie. You know, vitamin C is my favorite. There's an outstanding physician. I have his book, and he has documented case after case after case for like 50 years where when children with these childhood illnesses were given mega high doses of intravenous or even by mouth vitamin C, that the key to clearing the disease or whatever this condition infection was the maintenance afterwards, not to just discontinue, keep on taking that for a longer period of time and then taper off, and there was no rebound effect and no reinfection.
A text in for you, Robin. Noe wants to know if the problems people are experiencing are just with crude oil or other gas products such as gasoline. Is there? Have you heard of any problems of people smelling too much gasoline and getting sick?
Sure. There are many people chemically sensitive. Like I said, you know, the canaries in the coal mine, the ones who react, the ones who've had more exposure to these toxins, they will develop symptoms. You know, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm sorry to use cliches, but I don't know what can communicate some of these things better to the people that just are having a hard time wrapping their minds around it. But it's these accumulations. And I got lost, George. What else was he asking?
Well, you know, wanted like a gasoline products and things you smell it.
Okay. Well, what everyone can do, they can go to my website. On my website at healthfreedomrights.com, I have a page about the Gulf oil spill, that bad euphemism for the disaster, and I will change that. But there is a there's a video on YouTube, to make it short, using special technology with FLIR cameras that measures what the visible eye cannot see, and that is when you open your gas tank and you take that hose off the pump, you are bathed in a cloud of fumes. And if nothing will serve to drive the point home that we are crazy to pay through the nose, let our country be manipulated, let our young people go to war to fight battles for oil, it is insane because it is poisoning us and destroying the world. There are options. There are safe, clean, alternative energy options that are renewable. And, you know, change has to take place now. We're running out of time.
Well, if that doesn't sound like you're running for Congress down in New Mexico, nothing does, are you?
I don't know.
You're finally speechless, Robin.
it's taken me a while to really get much more involved with all these political implications, because I always thought how hopeless it was, and now I feel the responsibility that, you know, looking at it like that does no good. You've got to jump in and try to make a difference.
And in the fairness of full disclosure, Robin is Richard C. Hoagland's significant other. But why do they say that, by the way? Significant other. Who's the other? It's just you, right?
That's a phrase that Richard has used. I've always found it to be very, very unusual.
It is a strange phrase. Well, Robin, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment. We're going to take final phone calls. Those of you in Farmington, New Mexico, Little Rock, Arkansas, Texas, the state of Washington, Indiana, and more spots all around this planet checking in with you. Skype is open, by the way, for you at George97313, so you can get on that way as well. I'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with final phone calls with Dr. Robin Falkov as we talk about the continual disaster in the Gulf. On our next Coast to Coast program, a couple hours as we talk about magic, the mind of Charles Fort, Harry Houdini, but now with magic, Jim Steinmeier would like you to go get a deck of cards, get it ready for tomorrow night. You're going to be picking 9 cards from the deck, and he is going to perform a magic trick with you over the radio. That'll be almost a first, huh? So that'll be our next Coast to Coast show, followed by, of course, Open Lines. And when we come back, we'll take final phone calls with Robin Falkov on Coast to Coast AM. And here we go back on Coast to Coast land. We'll take your calls too. Robin, do you travel much? Speaking engagements, people talking and asking about this?
Oh, gosh. I haven't been speaking about the Gulf. I've done a lot of radio. I did a show on Talk Radio Europe today. When we were in the Netherlands, I was interviewed, and there's a video interview about this. And then for some other shows, Red Ice Radio and on my own show. But no, I would love to give a workshop about this so that people would get it. You know, they could see everything laid out in front of them.
Okay, back to the calls, Carrollton, Texas. Rob, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi, Rob.
I'm glad to hear. Hey, how are you tonight, George?
Good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear such a wonderful and pertinent show on such an important issue. I have 2 questions, and I'll listen off the air. I'm curious to know, beyond herbal remedies and maybe vitamin C or phospholipids, which, pardon me, superfoods or homeopathic remedies would be of interest in keeping maybe immunity at a heightened level. And second question, a little bit quirky, curious to know, having such a wonderful speaking voice as you do, Ms. Falkov, are you
Thank
a Gemini
you.
As George is?
No, I'm not. I'm a Leo.
Okay.
But in answer to your question, the other superfoods, you have your berries. You can look at brightly colored foods, the purples and the bright reds and the bright yellows and the oranges that are so highly nutritious with vitamins and nutrients. And for homeopathics are not usually taken as a maintenance. You want to identify specifically what is going on with a person and then be able to treat those symptoms. There are some general things, and when I made up my formula using the seawater from the Gulf, from an area that I knew was contaminated, I thought that this would be for after it was cleaned up and people were left dealing with the toxic effects, and with this would pull it from their body and help them eliminate it from their system. But it becomes very challenging when you're living in the middle of a toxic soup. So it goes back to what George always meant. You know, George is always talking about exercise. There's a new program that George has been doing and looking great. And everybody can start somewhere, even if you have injuries and it's just contracting muscles and releasing them. There's something that everybody can do, and it's a beginning. You've got to start someplace, and you've got to look at that foundation of your diet, of your drinking water, of the water that you take a shower in, because when you're in the shower, your pores are dilated. If there are toxins and contaminants in the water, they get absorbed through your skin. So
I brought my granddaughter, Ariana, to pick up a phone. She had hers stolen, or she lost it. She's going to be 17 the end of this month. And so, you know, we went to the cell phone company, and, you know, I walk in there and she's on my family plan, Robin. So, you know, I told the guy, says, you know, I need to pick up a new phone here for my granddaughter, and let's see what she wants to pick out. And it was good because it was coming up for an upgrade. So it cost me, you know, pennies. And so I'm walking around looking at, you know, various things, technology in the store, and she's talking to the clerk, who's probably about 21, 22 years old, not much older than she is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, did he say he was your grandfather? And Ari said, yeah, that's my papa. And he said, I thought that was your father. He's pretty young looking. But you know, the bottom line is you have to take care of yourself. You really do.
Definitely. And it can be done. You know, everybody can start now. They can start tomorrow, and if you, you know, think, oh my gosh, I didn't stay on my diet, well, the next meal you go back on it. It's not a big deal, and it's not, you know, a prison to keep yourself in. It's a lifestyle that you can function and be healthy within.
Let's go to Stephen in Palmyra, Indiana. There you go. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, George, how are you?
Well, we're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, good show. I haven't heard everything, but what I heard, I was interested into knowing, is the actual chemicals, the dispersant chemicals, are they actually known by your guest, George?
Yes, Corexic?
Yes, definitely. The material, as I stated, the material safety data sheet is there. There was a new story that broke in the news that 140 toxic chemical ingredients will now be made available for physicians to have more specific information, because they claimed that some of these combinations were proprietary and they couldn't release that because they didn't want their formulas copied. But you can, you know, you can lean on a company as a physician that you have to find out if you have someone that's been exposed, because if you can't treat them and it's from exposure to their product, they're liable.
Well, it sounds a lot like I've been in the aviation industry, and when you spoke about these symptoms, the folks were getting there in the Gulf, and then like the 9/11 tower. Airplanes have a hydraulic fluid called Skydrol. It's a phosphate ester base fluid. It's very good for airplanes, but it's very toxic to human exposure. It vaporizes, and if a person gets within the cloud of this phosphate ester base chemical, which it actually does break down oil, then they are in big trouble. They'll have the burning. It'll get on their skin. There will be burning, irritation of the eyes. If they inhale it, there will be all kinds of trouble. And then I think you mentioned there were plastic garbage bags falling apart. It will do that as well. If you have glasses, anything plastic would basically just melt. Your glasses will melt. The lens, if they're plastic, they will dissolve and become cloudy. And if you get it in your eye, your eyes need to be flushed out immediately. And so it's like a lot of the symptoms, both at 9/11 and there in the Gulf. It sounds like that may be the what the issue really is. And I wanted to know, do you know the chemical makeup at all?
It's a long list, and it's a shorter list than what they use in fracking. I mean, there were 78 different chemicals that they use in the fracking fluids for, accessing natural gas by poisoning the water tables. So there are the chemicals listed, but why it's easier if you Google NALCO, N is in Nancy, A is in Albert, L is in Larry, C is in Charlie, O is in Oscar. NALCO, MSDS, and put in Corregs at 9500, and you will get that information. There's a link on my page on healthfreedomrights.com. You just have to scroll down, and you'll get to all kinds of stuff.
The primary, by the way, the primary component is called 2-butoxyl ethanol. Whatever that is.
That's in the first Corregs formulation. They switched over to 9500 and said, this is better because it's not in there, but it was in 9527. They used both, George. They used both of them. One of the biggies, which this is another subject that drives me nuts, is propylene glycol. You look at the ethylene glycols, the animals that get poisoned by drinking the fluid that drips out of their cars. And yet, why is propylene glycol used in food? Of these diet foods that are very well known, big commercials, big celebrities advertising them. I went to the site. I looked at the ingredients. I even called. Nobody could answer my questions, and the expert never called me back. I said, why are you having propylene glycol, a toxic substance, in the food? It's in cosmetics. Many of the things in cosmetics are hormone disruptors. They cause mental confusion. They can cause damage to the liver. I mean, these lists go on and on and on, and it's everywhere. People can find healthy alternatives. It just takes work, and everybody's overloaded, and they give up.
Well, also in 1998, the United Kingdom took Corexit off the approved list.
Yeah.
For their use. So,
yeah.
What will that tell you? Let's go to Antonio in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Antonio.
Hey, how you doing, George? Good morning,
sir. You too.
Hey, I worked out there last summer during the oil spill from June all the way to December, but I noticed that while I was out there, we came down with a lot of different, symptoms and situations and things that were going on or whatever, like boils and risings that would pop up on your body or whatever. And they just told us and dismissed it like it was something to do with the coolers and stuff like that. But the whole setup was bad. And, I just wanted to know what should somebody do. I still feel like they come around from time to time. I just want to get a little information on what actions I should take to check on.
Sure. Well, what you would want to do, you'd want to get a checkup. And when you get a checkup, you want to have your blood work done, and you want to make sure that you write everything down, that you remember what you experienced when you were there, the different boils and skin things and how your lungs felt and your throat, irritation for your eyes. and give all of that information to your physician and tell them about the exposure and the chemicals that were in the area. And there are more detailed tests that can be done, and hopefully your insurance will cover it. But you were working there quite a while, so I would say you have to pay careful attention to any changes in your health so that you can be treating this proactively. I don't know what your options are. There are physicians you can find that are more knowledgeable about the supplements, and they can go over your particular history to tailor things to what you need as an individual.
That company, by the way, that makes Corexit, Nalco, is a publicly held company now, and they're doing pretty well, by the way, financially.
Oh, and George, you know what I didn't get to mention?
What?
They have allowed drilling again in the Gulf, and one of the first company that got its license was a subsidiary or company you could trace back to BP. But guess what they were giving them as safety directions to, do this process without any problems so you don't contaminate the environment, you don't have a blowout. The material that they gave for safety information was dated before April 20th, 2010.
Before?
Before. No new guideline was given.
Everett Washington, it's Jim's turn on Coast to Coast. Jim, thanks for holding.
Hi. Hey. My wife and I are wondering, why wouldn't there be no legal help for these folks that are having such troubles down there? Like a class action lawsuit would be something that would really help those folks that are so sick. And wouldn't some high-priced lawyer firms be willing to help those folks?
I am sure, Jim, they've got their eyes on it right now. I mean, I see them all over the place. It takes them a little bit of time to put it together, but I'm sure that could happen, Robin, don't you?
I'm certainly hoping that it will. I mean, it's, little bits. It's just very, very hard to get moving. That's where the Coast audience comes in, by calling representatives, calling senators, all their elected officials, and saying, hey, what's going on? People are sick. People need help. What's going to be done?
Speaking of being sick, I was talking to an attorney friend of mine today. A girl goes into the hospital. She was bitten by a tick. She dies because of a tick bite. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I've heard cases with Rocky Mountain spotted fever showing up in Florida. People weren't expecting it. The doctors didn't diagnose it until just in time, but the person was near death.
Why does God make a tick? What's a tick for?
Oh, I don't have an answer for that, George.
I mean, doesn't everything have a useful purpose? Mosquitoes, as much as I hate the things, have a useful purpose. What's a tick for?
I have no to carry bloodborne diseases. I don't have an answer that's something good about them.
Who knows? Let's go to Covington, Kentucky. Ann, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Ann.
Hi, George. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
I was calling because you were saying about the people that have the oozing from their eyes and their nose and et cetera. Vitamin K is great for helping to clot the blood, because my mother had cancer of the throat and had a trach tube in and got her bronchial tree burned with ammonia, strong ammonia. When she dumped it into water, she didn't know that it was that strong, and I had to give her vitamin K, and it stops the oozing and it stopped her from bleeding from her lungs.
Well, that's good. It's great for arteries. I know that.
Yes. And also bilberry, which was used in England during the Second World War.
That's right.
As preserves, and it helped
the pilots. For
the
night
pilots,
vision.
Yes, to see better
microcirculation.
At night.
Yeah.
And I've taken bilberry for years, and I'm 71 now, and I don't use glasses.
Oh, that's super.
And I do use magnifying readers occasionally, but when I started not being able to see the phone book, I started taking bilberry, and now I rarely use my magnifying reader.
I got to tell you, and you need a microscope to see those phone numbers in a phone book. Those things are so small.
That's the benefit of being nearsighted from when you're young. I can read everything as tiny as it is. I must say, vitamin K has its place and it does wonders, but if you have a pre-existing kidney or liver condition, it's hard for those organs to break it down, and it can be harmful. And bilberry is a great supplement, but anything that increases blood flow to the brain, you have to be careful for people who have headaches and migraines.
All right, Robin, we're coming up to the end of the program. I want to thank you for assembling this with our producers. Good job, my friend.
My pleasure. I'm so grateful to you, George, for giving these people a voice, and the emails are coming in and the messages on Facebook thanking you, thanking me for speaking up and for being the voice that so many do not have. And there is a meeting that's taking place in Baton Rouge at the Capitol Building on Wednesday on the state Capitol steps for solidarity for the fishermen there.
Super. So just put that up on your website, Robin, and people will track it through the link we've got for you. Thanks again. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lux Lonehood, Sean Lottasour, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.